You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment, hosted by two people who await your call like children waiting for the tooth fairy. Don't disappoint them. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griff.
This is Lee Maribaugh filling in for Griff today. We have with us also CJ Jacinto, who is an eBay education specialist and a certified business consultant, and just all things. She is all things eBay. How many listings do you have up right now, CJ?
I have about 1,840.
Well, what's wrong with you? Why don't you have more?
Coming soon.
A guilt. This is my guilt mother thing. Pick up that phone and have your say at 888-RADIO-30. This is an open phone segment. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. You ready to go to the phones, kiddo? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Joyce Bamberry in Russell, Kansas, known on eBay as Dance. Hey, Joyce, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, CJ.
Hi, Joyce. I love you.
I love you, too. I've missed all of you. I wish I could get to see you all one of these days. But I did call to shout out about she talked about education specialists, about the education specialist training webinar that's coming up this Friday at 1 p.m., and we'd certainly like to invite all of you who are education specialists or who might be thinking about becoming one to join us. Certainly CJ's been around the block a few times, haven't you, kiddo?
I sure have, and I highly recommend it. It's way better than you think it's going to be.
So is that 1 p.m. Pacific?
That's 1 p.m. Central Time, Lee. And I did post a link for the sign-up in the chat, and I will post the sign-up one again. There's one this week, and it's entitled Build an Education Specialist Career, and then there's one December the 6th that is the same title, only it's for sponsored venues, which I think for a lot of education specialists are very important to look into. So,
would you do me a favor, please, Joyce?
What can I do?
You know,
I'll do anything for you,
Lee. Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you. What I need you to do is on our eBay Radio Player, there is a tab called Contact Us. Uh-huh. If you would click on that and please tell me the exact time and dates and the link. Put the link in there so I can put it in the write-up for tonight's.
Oh, I'd love to do
yeah.
that.
See, you. What we do is after the show plays live, we go right home and John puts the segments up as archives. And that's when the write-ups go up there. So if you could do that during the show where I could complete it during a break or something, I'd appreciate it.
I'll do it as soon as I hang up.
So this is for eBay education specialists or people who want to be?
Both. It is the first part of it, the very, very, very beginning tells you how to sign up and get started. But it's, largely for existing education specialists. However, the materials would benefit anybody who's interested one way or the other, because we're going to talk about what they need to do once they get signed up and then how to market themselves.
Okay, so it's at 1 p.m. Central Time this Friday. And what's that date?
November the 22nd.
Thank you. And it will be in my write-ups, and they can also find it in our chat room today, the link to find out all the information. Joyce, good luck with that. Call us every time you have a new one, okay?
I will. Thank you. Bye, CJ.
Bye, Joyce.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and we do have open lines. Bobby in Portsmouth. Boy, they're all of our favorites are coming out of the woodwork today. Bobby in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with Seacoast Bargain. Bobby, how you doing?
Oh, good. Hi, Lee, and hi, CJ.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, Joyce gave me a great segue into what I was going to say. Being an education specialist, CJ, you're an ed specialist, I feel so badly when callers call in and they don't know what they're doing wrong. I'm referring to the gentleman who called in last segment. And I just want to encourage people who are wondering why they're not selling. please consider taking an eBay class from an Ed specialist. You can go to ebay.com/ESP, and as simple enough, put in your zip code, and you'll be able to find Ed specialists near you, because sometimes it's not the inventory. It's that maybe you just need to know how to list in a different way, or take better photographs or whatever, and you're just going to start selling, you know, much better once you have the tools you need to list correctly. What do you think, CJ?
Oh, I totally agree. And the first time I ever went to a basics class, which I was convinced I was way too smart for, I walked away from that selling 25% more immediately with just the little tips I learned.
Yeah, and I've taught classes where students, you can see the light bulb go on. Maybe they've been, and sometimes it's just shipping. They're losing their shirt on shipping because they don't know the different boxes to use, or, you know, maybe they're using Parcel when Priority's cheaper or whatever. And really, the best way to learn is from a teacher.
This brings up a good point. You know, Griffle, God bless him, is so advanced, you know, and of course you and CJR as well. But sometimes on this show, I believe we don't get basic enough sometimes, that we spend a lot of time on the advanced seller or the intermediate seller and not enough on the new. So your first suggestion to a newbie would be to find an education specialist in their community. And you can find that again where, Bobby?
ebay.com/ESP.
ESP, okay. And what else would you tell a newbie today, Bobby?
Well, just listen to eBay Radio, I'll tell you that. You know, I don't miss a show, whether I'm listening later or listening live, but you've got to keep educating yourself. You've got to keep up to date on the eBay changes, because things do change, and you... Oh, well, the other thing is you got to do the research. You can't just slap an item up and hope it sells, because you've got to see how that particular item is selling in the marketplace.
So,
do you have anything?
So, look for an education specialist in your neighborhood. And wouldn't you also tell them to start out slow, you know, kind of sell one or two things to kind of get their feet wet?
Well, eBay's kind of forced that anyway. They have limits on them when they start now.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I can remember when you list, and then all of a sudden it starts selling, and you got to go to work tomorrow at 8, and you got to pack 70 items tonight. Doesn't work.
No.
And like Griff is always saying, test the marketplace, and that's a way to test it, is go slow. I think if you are new and you're listing tons of things, you're going to get real discouraged, just like that gentleman. I felt so badly, you know, because his things aren't selling, then you're going to give up.
So he's got 50. He said he has 50 items up there. Is that enough items to feel that you're not doing well if nothing sells?
Well, I think that's a lot of items to put up if you... I mean, I hate to sound biased, but if you haven't taken a class and haven't educated yourself about how to sell, and you have 50 items up and they're not selling, then there's probably something wrong with the way you're selling, and maybe you haven't learned the techniques you need to learn to be successful.
Well, I do remember, Bobby, do you remember the first thing you sold on eBay?
It was something electronic, but I can tell you this was way back before I knew there were Ed specialists, and I just went trial by error and learned by a lot of mistakes. It took me a long time to even figure out that anything 13 ounces or less was first class. So I...
Amen.
I wish I could take that all, you know, I learned the hard way. The easy way is to, like I said, take a class, educate yourself, listen to eBay Radio, and... set your business up for success.
Bobby, how many items do you have for sale right now?
A little over 600, and the sales are great right now. This is the time to put your feet in the water and go for it, because the holiday sales are picking up. People are buying Christmas items. CJ can probably attest to that.
I sell something Christmas every day of the year.
Wow.
So you keep your Christmas items up all year?
All year. They're never down. I got an eBay store. I got an eBay store to begin with.
Yeah, you're a Christmas gal.
Yep. And I thought I'd put them in my store and hold them in reserve because I couldn't list fast enough at Christmas. And lo and behold, 90% of them were gone before the season started.
If either one of you, let's take Bobby first. If you had to say the one thing that you think new eBay sellers do wrong, the number one thing, what would it be?
Well, maybe two: poor photos and poor descriptions.
I would add to that the correct amount of keywords.
Yes, how does your buyer find your item? Think of the words they're going to be typing in the title to find your item and use those words if they accurately describe your item.
And you said it to begin with, if they do the research to find out who their competition is and what they're doing, they can pick up keywords and descriptions and all the tips that they need that perhaps they wouldn't have thought of.
Absolutely. Today I was listing something, I can't remember what it was, but when I did the research, there was a word I would have never thought of to add, and it would apply to my item. I'm like, okay, add that to the description title.
Bobby, I want to thank you so much for calling today. Quickly, another plug for your webinar.
It's actually Joyce's webinar.
Oh, it is Joyce's webinar.
Yeah.
Are you going to be part of it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's...
But I just don't know the link. Sorry.
All right. Bobby, thank you so much for calling us. We always like to hear from you.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, absolutely. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. We do have some lines open. And this open phone segment was brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay Radio.
Want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, moving your business forward.
To the buyer, free shipping is more desirable than a discount when it comes to their actual purchase. There's a certain psychology involved. While a discount can suggest an item might not be worth its full price, free shipping lets a customer feel like they've gotten a little something extra. It's a subtle thing, a value-added thing. When we buy online, most of us don't want to pay additional charges for shipping. It's easier to say yes to a purchase when the shipping is free, and you don't have to do any math. Sure, it's been figured into the cost, we all know that. But free shipping enhances the online shopping experience and just feels better. So let your customers feel the love of free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio. Moving your business forward.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 225.
Search engine optimization, or SEO, for eBay sellers has gone to a whole new level. Sandy Garcia, a.k.a. Social Sandy, is known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads. She says use social media to create connectivity.
Search engines learn what is a valuable link is the more people talking about it. But if people talking about it in natural, organic conversation, for example, one person could share something on their Facebook page and say, oh, I'm thinking about buying this. What do you think? Oh, people are having a conversation surrounding this one link, and it's set to be a public conversation. Google sees that. It sees people are engaging with the item. It considers the item more valuable.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this is Lee Maribaugh filling in for Griff. I have with me as my co-host today, CJ Jacinto, who's an eBay education specialist. And this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. 9 out of 10 eBayers would prefer to call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that preferred number is 888-723-4630. And now it is time to visit the Cabbage Patch, financial insights for online businesses, brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com. And we welcome our buddy, Russell Walraven. Hey, Russ, what do you have for us today?
Hey, Lee. Hey, CJ. You guys are doing an awesome job. Without Griff there, you got to be careful. He's not going to be welcome back if y'all keep
doing
so
well. Oh, God. You know, we miss him. We do, but we're kind of having a good time today.
That's awesome. Y'all always have a good time. But what I wanted to talk a little bit about today was just everybody talks about inventory and stocking up for the holidays. They're here, which is kind of crazy in itself. But don't forget about marketing your store. I know the promotion you the spot you had just before this with the ad for Sandy Garcia. That's awesome SEO. And we have an awesome blog post up on the Cabbage blog right now about free or low cost ways to market yourself and your store. And there are a lot of those out there, from SEO to posting things on Pinterest to Facebook to Twitter. So just make sure that everybody out there is taking advantage, especially now when everybody's trying to get all the customers for the holidays, of the free and low-cost ways to market your business.
Well, it's funny that you called today about marketing your business, Russell, because we were going to call you next week to talk to you about June and our eBay Radio Party and Conference.
What is that? I'm not familiar with that. Is that just a little thing that's something new you guys are
That we about? Start talking about the day after the other one is over and talk about all year ad nauseum.
Exactly.
Well, you know how you guys helped us out with the first day and co-sponsored the first day. We are thinking of having, now this is just, you know, we're just testing this on people and everybody seems very interested. We're thinking of having the third day this coming year with a whole day of how to market your store and your listings.
Oh, so needed.
How does that sound with to Cabbage? Does that sound like maybe another day you might want to partner with us on?
I'll tell you what, I'll go even a step farther. I'll say sign me up right now.
All right.
I'll sign up today, and because I think it's awesome. I think it'd be content that people could use. I think there's a lot of new things out there, a lot of low-cost things. People always think about marketing, and they think about spending a lot of money. And it's true, there's a lot of money in marketing, but there are a ton of things out there that people can do that wouldn't cost them a ton of money that would be huge for their business.
And you know the old expression, build it and they will come, works a little bit because eBay helps you. If you've got something for sale on eBay helps you in ways that they, you know, with the search engine, with all kinds of things, they help you market your product, but that's not all that you can do. There are so many other things. I remember in the early days of building websites, as I used to build websites for a living, it was one of my sidelines. And in the old days, they were not very complicated. And somebody says, if you build it, they will come. Well, we know that that's not true. A website can languish for years without even a visitor visiting it if you do not market it. And, you know, your eBay sales are pretty much the same way. And there are so many things you can do. Russell, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on that one, babe.
Absolutely. We are 100% in. I'm there.
All right. Russell, thank you so much for your call today. It's always great to hear from you. And again, go to cabbage.com, and that's cabbage with a K. And in case you don't know what they do, Russell, tell us what you do.
We provide working capital to small businesses. And what that means essentially is we provide essentially a small business loan for people that are selling on eBay, if they sell on other marketplaces, or if they sell on eBay and have their own store or own website, you can come to Cabbage. Fill out the application, takes about 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes, and you immediately have access to up to $50,000 that you can do whatever you need for your business. It doesn't have to be just marketing. It doesn't have to be just inventory. And it's not solely based on your credit score. So it's not something like if you go to the bank and you fill out, you know, 10 to 10 to 100 sheets of paper, and they say, oh, your credit score is X, so we're not even going to consider everything else. We want to look at your business, and we want to understand you, and then we want to help you grow. And we don't tell you what to do with the money. We don't tell you how to spend it. We just say, here's money for your business. Let's grow together.
So if they wanted to spend it on Christmas gifts?
They could. I mean, theoretically, we can't. We're not telling them they couldn't. I don't think it would probably be the best thing for their business.
unless they send it to customers.
Unless they send it to customers, absolutely. If you're buying gifts for your customers, that's marketing, and that's huge. I mean, even if it's just an e-card or a paper card, send that to your customers. Absolutely, that's something that you could do with Kabbage, and I guarantee you that helps you grow.
Russell, I've spoken to so many people who use Kabbage. They tell me stories, you know, when they're like standing in an aisle at a thrift store and they find something they want to buy and they punch you up. And these are people who have already signed up for using Kabbage. And then they go and get their money and it's real fast and it goes into their PayPal account, right?
That's exactly right. The money goes right into your PayPal account. And I've talked about this a little bit over the past few months, but we've done something now that makes it even faster. If you're in that scenario, you're out at a thrift store, you're at a garage sale, you're in auction, and something comes up and you're like, oh man, I didn't expect this, I don't have the money. We have iPhone and Android apps now, where if you're already a customer, if you already have an account and you have cash available, you just open up your app on your phone, push a button.
And that's it. Russell, there's our music. Thank you, darling. This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up next, holiday scores right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
Let's face it, product sourcing for your business on eBay can be a real hassle. That's why Inventory Scouts offers a free business consultation for new subscribers. Inventory Scouts has product sourcing specialists specifically trained to help with all your inventory needs. Let them assist you with fast and free sourcing solutions from thousands of vendors, updated daily across all spectrums. Sign up now for your free account at InventoryScouts.com and find a goldmine of new opportunities today.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Kabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Kabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Kabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Kabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit KabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
The lights are on in the packing room. I wonder if the new guy we hired came in early today.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm just testing this bubble cushion roll here.
Well, that's the last roll we have, and we need every bit of it for our client's shipments.
I'm really sorry, Sam. It was just so much fun.
Ridiculous? Well, maybe so. But the reality of being short on vital supplies is not something you ever want to have to encounter. There is good news, however. Bubble Fast. If you find yourself short on shipping supplies, call Bubble Fast right now. They have a full line of eco-friendly products, biodegradable packing peanuts, padded mailers, and much more. And Bubble Fast offers free shipping on most items. Bubble Fast carries what you need because they are shippers too. Give them a call, won't you? Right now at 877-599-7447. That's 877-599-SHIP. Bubble Fast.